Ford, GM, and 15 other automakers have written to President Trump calling on him and the state of California to reopen talks about pollution standards. Such talks broke down months ago. The carmakers say they are willing to cut emissions from cars over time, which would be good for business and the environment. All right, well, to dig in on this dispute, we have NPR's Camila Domonoske in the studio. Hi, Camila.
Hi.
What exactly is this dispute?
So the core dispute here has been brewing for quite a while. There are these Obama-era limits on fuel economy, and requirements for fuel economy, and limits on emissions from vehicles that are designed to ramp up over time to get increasingly more strict.
Okay.
And the current White House would like to stop that, make them frozen at one level instead of getting more strict over time, part of a broader pattern of rolling back Obama-era policies designed to fight climate change.
Right.
Meanwhile, California is very committed to reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and it's in a special situation where it has the right to set its own standards for vehicle emissions, and other states can follow suit. California is the only state that gets to set its own policies like that, and it's used that power to push for stricter environmental regulations. So the Trump administration would also like to take that power away from California, and it's been a big fight for a while.
An ongoing fight, which now might be reopened, it sounds like. But what exactly are the automakers saying
right.
in terms of where they want this to go?
So these automakers, first of all, they definitely want a single standard. They've never liked having one policy for the federal government and another for California and states that follow suit.
They don't want to have to make different cars for different markets.
Exactly.
Presumably. Yeah.
But above all, what they want is certainty. If the Trump administration is fighting California over this, it means a legal battle, costly, drawn-out litigation that could be untenable for the carmakers, they say. So they sent letters to both parties today saying, basically, please come back to the table and come to some sort of compromise somewhere in between these increasingly strict Obama-era policies and the Trump administration's preferred policy.
You said they sent letters to both parties, meaning President Trump and California?
Mm-hmm, and the governor of California.
Same letter?
Different letters. It's actually kind of striking. They have the same core appeal, right? They say, please come to a compromise. That would be better for everybody. But it's framed really differently. The letter to President Trump emphasizes keeping jobs in America and keeping car prices down, which is interesting because one of the things that the White House has said is that having these stricter fuel economy requirements will drive car prices up. And the carmakers are saying, basically, no, that's not how we see it. But meanwhile, in the letter to California, instead of emphasizing jobs and consumer prices, the carmakers really hit the climate change angle and say having one policy across the country will reduce greenhouse gas emissions more than having a split policy would.
Hmm. And any response yet from the White House?
Yeah, a White House spokesman said that California hadn't come up with a, quote, productive alternative, end quote, to the White House plan, basically saying that the White House doesn't plan on returning to the negotiating table and will be moving forward with its policy.
Hmm. Sounds like this dispute may rattle on for a bit longer. NPR's Camila Domonoske, thanks for your reporting.
Thank you.